The Colgate Sports Newsreel with William Powell, pinch hitting for Bill Stern.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Shapery Man, is far away, for this is his vacation time to rest and play. And for tonight, while he's away to take his place, we're glad to say we'll bring you Mr. William Powell.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. For the past 2 weeks and for the next 2 weeks as well, Bill Stern is on his annual vacation. And in his absence, Colgate Shave Cream is presenting distinguished motion picture stars. Tonight, the star who will pinch hit for Bill Stern is Mr. William Powell. Everyone knows Bill Powell is one of Hollywood's finest actors, nominated for the Academy Award, star of many illustrious pictures. William Powell, in his career, has played many a part, but tonight he's tackling something new in attempting to pinch hit for the dramatic and dynamic Bill Stern. In taking over this role, William Powell is going to borrow his own favorite yarns from Bill's pocket book entitled My Favorite Sports Stories. Some stories that are absolutely true, some legends, some perhaps beyond belief. But all of them are great yarns about that fascinating world of sports. And so, without further ado, here is tonight's guest star, pinch hitting for Bill Stern, William Powell.
Well, I'm William Powell, as that man said, alias the Thin Man, Great Ziegfeld, or any other motion picture characters you remember me as. Perhaps you've seen my recent picture, The Senator Was Indiscreet. Well, tonight, while my friend Bill Stern is away, the senator is going to be indiscreet again by trying to make like my favorite spinner of sports stories. I'm going to tell you some of the stories I most like from Bill Stern's fascinating sports book. But as I do, I'd like to play a game with you, something of a quiz game. Every story I'm going to tell you will be about an important man who, in his own particular way, made American history in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Now, you see if you can identify these men before I tell you their names. Ready? Well, here I go. Turning the hands of the sports clock back, many years, until I come to my first story. The story of a football coach. It was before the turn of the century. He was a thin, bespectacled man whose soft-spoken voice and gentlemanly manner made him seem like just a studious college professor. And yet this man was found on the gridiron every autumn afternoon, helping to coach the team of one of the mightiest football powers of the period, Princeton University. He was unlike any other coach of his time. He never ranted at his players, never went into locker room heroics, nor overawed his players with fiery do-or-die pep talks. Before a game, he spoke to his players only about honor, sportsmanship, decency, and team play. He was a football coach with curious principles. Once he ordered the team's star player to turn in his uniform, because during a game, that player had played campus club politics instead of good sound football. "I hate politics and men who play at this rotten game," said this strange coach, and the players on his team never forgot the cold anger in his voice when he said it. During the brief period he coached football at Princeton, that studious man helped to mold magnificent teams. However, at the height of his gridiron career, he suddenly gave up football coaching. You know who this once famous Princeton football coach was? Perhaps no one remembers this man as a great football coach, but history will never forget him. For that football coach, long ago, became the immortal 28th President of the United States, Woodrow Wilson. Did you guess that one? Well, I'll be back with others in just a moment. But first, here's Don Stanley.
Say, fellas, what's your idea of an ideal shave? One that gets your whiskers off without a tussle? A shave that's close and fast and velvety smooth? One that leaves your face feeling pampered and comfortable? Man, that is a Colgate brushless shave. And now's the time to try it on this swell proposition. There's $1 cash says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Sure it will. Listen.
Because it's light and finer textured, Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle better than greasy, heavy creams. No matting down, no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless, but cuts through clean and smooth.
That lighter, finer texture of Colgate Brushless shaving cream really does the trick. And it's economical, too, because it spreads easier and farther. Prove it to yourself. Get a large or giant-sized tube or jar of Colgate Brushless shaving cream tomorrow. Use it 1 week. If you're not convinced those delightfully cool, comfortable shaves are made for you, mail the carton top to Bill Stern and Colgate will see that you get $1 promptly. Address Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City 2, New Jersey. You can't top this offer, and you can't top those sweet shaves. Remember, there's $1 cash says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. And now back to William Powell, who's pinch hitting for Bill Stern. Mr. Powell.
Now let me tell you another story of the gridiron. This is the story of a football player who came back from the dead. In 1897, at the Virginia Military Institute, a youngster came out for the football team. But one day, that would-be football player was the victim of a horrible accident. He was stabbed by a steel bayonet. Well, they rushed the boy to the hospital, and little hope was held out for his life. For days, he lingered between life and death. One night, the VMI football coach came to the hospital to see the dying lad. Softly, the coach tiptoed into the room. But when he saw the boy, he gaped in surprise. For the injured youngster, who was supposed to be dying, was sitting up in bed and with a pencil was drawing football diagrams on the clean white hospital bed sheets. The boy grinned and said, "I'll pull through, and I'll make that lineup of yours someday. Look here, coach, take a peek at this diagram." Well, that football coach was amazed by the boy's ability to work out the most complicated plans for gridiron battle. That boy did make the VMI football team, and he was so great a player that he was voted All-Southern Tackle, one of the greatest in the football history of the South. And do you know just who that amazing football player was? Well, in case you don't, let me add that he went on to become one of the greatest generals in American history. Today, he is your Secretary of State, George C. Marshall. Yes, the men who dwell in our nation's capital at Washington, D.C., many of these famous men who made and are making American history, strangely enough, each in his own way, have created unforgettable sports stories, too. For instance, Bill Stern tells the story of the boy from Cincinnati, who many years ago yearned to become famous as a baseball player. He was a member of a prominent family, but was more interested in baseball than anything else. And at the tender age of 16, he was a good enough catcher to be offered a tryout with the fabulous Cincinnati Red Stockings of old, the greatest baseball team in the world of its era. So that 16-year-old boy rushed home to tell his father the wonderful news that he had a golden opportunity to become a baseball star, that he was on the road to baseball fame and fortune. But that boy's father hardly welcomed the news, for angrily he roared at his son.
"No son of mine will become a professional baseball player. I want you to do more important things in life than playing baseball for money."
So heartbroken, that boy from Cincinnati gave up his chance to play baseball in the big leagues. And reluctantly, he gave up his ambition to become a famous baseball star. However, as he grew older, he did win a large measure of athletic fame, for he went to Yale, where he became a track man, a wrestler, a crew man, and a fine amateur boxer, too. He also was a fine golfer. But once he won a $1,000 wager for breaking par on one of the toughest golf courses in the land. So a stern father prevented a boy from becoming a famous big league baseball player, but that frustrated baseball player won quite a bit of fame in American history. For he became the 27th president of the United States, William Howard Taft. In the gallery of American history hang the portraits of many men who hide behind their names unforgettable sports stories. Bill Stern tells another strange story of a man who found fame in Washington, D.C. However, let me start this story from the beginning. It all began with a sickly, frail boy. He was so sick that doctors advised him to take up sports to help build himself up to normal manhood. And so that sickly, frail boy went into sports with a vengeance. He became a fine swimmer, he became an excellent wrestler, he became a famous hunter, and he became one of the best horsemen America ever produced. But that didn't fully satisfy him. So he learned how to box. And he put on the gloves with the toughest, the roughest, and the best boxers in the game. He was a busy man, an important man, and a successful man. But he always found time to spend long hours in the gymnasium boxing. Well, one day in a boxing bout, he received a glancing blow in the eye. The blow ruptured a blood vessel. Before long, that man was completely blind in his left eye. However, in spite of his handicap, he refused to give up sports, and he continued to box. In fact, he guarded the secret of his blindness so well that few knew until his death that he'd been blind in one eye. That's the sports story that is hidden behind one portrait hanging in the Gallery of American History. Have you guessed by now the name of this unusual man who created this unusual sports story? His is a name that is a symbol of fighting American courage and toughness, for he was the 26th president of the United States, Theodore Roosevelt. Well, I'm getting a big kick out of pinch hitting for Bill Stern tonight, and I hope you're enjoying it a bit, too. But you know, all the stories I've told you so far of the famous men of Washington, D.C. have been about men who were or could have been famous in the world of sports. However, let me tell you just one more story of a man who was something of a sports failure. Yet he, too, created an unforgettable story in the history of our country. At prep school, this boy, when he tried out for the school baseball team, failed. So he swallowed his pride and his ambition to become a baseball star, and instead he became the team's manager and water boy. At college, he tried out for the football team. He failed to make it. He tried out for the college crew, and again he failed. However, as the years went by, he became a fine swimmer. But even his swimming ability brought him failure instead of success. For one day, after swimming in icy water, he became ill. And that illness left him shattered physically. But strangely enough, in his failure, that man found great success. For of all the men who came to seek fame in Washington, D.C., he created the most incredible success story in the political history of our nation. For surely by now, you must know the name of this once-upon-a-time sports failure we're talking about. His name was Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Well, my little game of guess who was over. The senator was indiscreet in trying to pinch hit for Bill Stern as a sports storyteller. I guess there's nothing can be done about it now. Oh, yes, there's just one more story I would like to tell. This is a curious tale of a lanky, awkward Pennsylvanian who, nearly 20 years ago, tried out for the track team at Princeton University. The track coach took one look at his long, skinny legs and proclaimed him a natural for the high jump, the high hurdles. And that's what he tried for during his freshman year. But though he managed an occasional win, he was no record breaker and finally turned in his track shoes. He simply wasn't cut out to be that kind of champion. For though he loved the feel of sports, this modest 6'3" freshman had an even greater love at Princeton, the stage, the Princeton Triangle Players. After graduating from Princeton, this interesting young fellow was offered a sort of vacation at the beach in exchange for acting in a Massachusetts summer stock company. He accepted, and his first play was a hit and a move to Broadway. Next came Hollywood, where this one-time track star really found his stride and became a champion of champions in the motion picture world, an Academy Award winner. And this year, the governor of his home state has honored this former Princeton high jumper as the Pennsylvanian who has done most for the motion picture industry. His name? His name is James Stewart, and it will be the same James Stewart who will be spinning Bill Stern's sports yarns next week. Now, here's Don Stanley.
Don't forget, man. Of all shave creams on the market, only Colgate Brushless dares make this offer. There's $1 cash says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Yes, you'll go big for those wonderfully smooth, clean, comfortable shaves. And here's why.
Because it's light and finer textured, Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle. Better than greasy, heavy creams. No matting down, no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless, but cuts through clean and smooth.
Yes, that lighter, finer texture of Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream really fixes tough beard and tender skin. It prevents razor scrape, smooths the shave, leaves your face feeling truly comfortable.
Get a large or giant-sized tube or jar of Colgate's Brushless and see for yourself. If 1 week's use doesn't convince you it's the shave of shaves, just mail the carton top and you'll receive $1 pronto. Address, Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City 2, New Jersey. How about it? $1 cash says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash.
And now once again back to William Powell.
Oh, it's been a lot of fun for me tonight, and I happen to know that Bill Stern is listening to this show up in Maine. I hope he's having a fine vacation, and this is one senator who's going to stop being indiscreet right now. Good night, folks.
Good night, William Powell, pinch hit for Bill Stern, who's on vacation. To take Bill's place next Friday night, as William Powell told you, it'll be James Stewart.
Bill Stern, the Colgate apron man, is far away, for this is his vacation time to rest and play. And for next week, while he's away to take his place, we're glad to say we'll bring you Mr. Jimmy Stewart. C-O-L-G-A-T-E.
William Powell appeared in this program tonight by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of Irving Berlin's Technicolor musical Easter Parade, starring Judy Garland and Fred Astaire.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.